This feast of the Incarnation is the feast of God with us. And, you know, we hear that every year, and I think we lose sight, perhaps, of really how important that is. Because, you know, one of the things I've worked with on some level with young people of, you know, every age, practically. And one of the things I discovered over the years, you know, even in the old days when people responded to authority, yeah, you would respond to authority out of fear or whatever, but what usually happened was, you know, the authority, whoever was above you, you know, he'd go after you, you know, but then what would happen is that person would do, you know, you might take it out, take that out on whoever you can take it out on, and then they would take it out on whoever was, and if it's children, you know, whoever was smaller than them. And so, yeah, it you could get things done, but it wasn't really the way God wants to do things. God had shown his godness, if you will. You know, he started out revealing himself to Moses on a mountain, which is kind of where people would expect gods to be. That's where the Greeks and the Romans, their gods dwelt on Mount Olympus. They had temples, but the temple was a place of worship and sacrifice to the God. It wasn't where the God dwelt. And God did start out on Mount Sinai, but after he gave the law to Moses, remember what he did. They made that portable temple, if you will, the tabernacle, and the cloud that indicated God's presence, and the temple, or the tabernacle, they were said that it had to be in the exact center of the camp. The 12 tribes were around it, and the tabernacle was in the center. God's presence, that cloud that indicated his presence, went and was on that tabernacle in the midst of the people. So God didn't dwell anymore on a faraway mountain. He dwelt with his people. And that's important because, as I say, in working with kids, I've discovered that perhaps there are times when you need to use authority. You know, a kid is doing something dangerous or whatever. Then there's that old thing about you know, you can exercise the positions of authority and that, you know, you might have them stand in front of you and you'd say, you know, don't do this because it's very dangerous, that kind of thing. But it's really important to learn to be with kids, I've learned. Okay, you can put up my picture now. And this is, you know, and one of the things people say is to be with kids, get on their level, meaning the physical level, not the level of behavior. But this is the one of the people that comes to the Spanish Mass had me come over to her Head Start. So these are four and five-year-olds. And I'm reading Dr. Seuss to them. And they're not, they like me and everything, but I'm also, I'm using my iPad, which has How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and the illustrations kind of move around, so they really like that. But, you know, they do appreciate you being with them. And I was with them. And the thing is that when one wants to be with kids, the best thing to do is be yourself. And you do it not because you're trying to, you know, you're trying to endear yourself to them or anything else. You do it because you love them. You do it because they, you know, like reading a story like How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and I also did The Lorax and Fox in Socks. They really like the rhymes in that one. You know, you're doing it because you're showing them you love them, you care about them. They're people to you. You know, and they respond to that. And kids of all ages, and actually people of all ages, respond to you being with them. And so when you want to talk to anybody, if you're going to talk with them instead of to them, you get, you know, hi, how you doing? You having a good Christmas so far? Okay, good. You know, it, because this kind of language says, you know, I'm with you, and that's important. And of course, God. Now, to truly compare myself to Jesus, I would have had to become a 4-year-old, which I didn't do, obviously. But I'm communicating something different because I'm an adult who cares about them, and adults are there to help them to grow up. Now, Jesus, his mission is a little different. He is here to repair the rift brought about by original sin and to lead us to the Father. And he is, as I say, God has already revealed that he wants to be with us. And this is how far he goes. He becomes one of us. And in fact, he comes into the world the way we are. God with us came into the world exactly like us, except sin, of course. And that's how much he loves us. That's what he's communicating. He's communicating, I love you. I want you to follow me. I am your God, but I am humble enough to take on your weaknesses, which he did. He took on all our physical weaknesses, as we know, all the way to death itself. But he did it so that we could overcome them with him. And that's the meaning of God with us. Is God with us means that we can be with him and that he wants to be with us. He's there. He's here because he loves us. He's here because he wants us to experience joy with him. And he is here because he wants to experience the joy of giving ourselves away like he does. There's one of my favorite, I haven't watched it yet this year, one of my favorite Christmas movies of, you know, of the more popular kind is called Arthur Christmas. And the thing I like about it is Arthur is this, well, he's the son of Santa. He is the son that's not going to be the next Santa because he's kind of absent-minded and things like that. But we discover that he is the perfect person for that. And because I like this, because it's he gets absolute joy out of giving things. The joy of, you know, a lot of our movies are about the joy of getting that, you know, the season. Well, Arthur Christmas is about the joy of giving. And that's you know, it communicates that very well. And of course, that's what Jesus wants to communicate us to us too. That's one of the meanings of God with us, so that we can be with one another the way he is with us. And so indeed, this is a wonderful thing to celebrate. And that, and so, you know, and the thing is, he is still with us. We talk about, I think we have this, one of the reasons for a liturgical year is, there's two reasons, I think. One is that we go through all these mysteries and these events of our salvation. We go through them each year because we're different each year. And, you know, and we can learn something new every year as we go through them. But also they remind us. They remind us that Jesus is coming, as we talked about earlier in Advent, but Jesus is here. He is here with us. And the thing is, if we were in that picture, we would be the children. If we make me Jesus, and you know, and I'm kind of in persona Christi and as the role of NIA, but there I'm just me, you know. But if we were in that picture, we are the children. He is the one, the one with the authority, the one with the power, because that's what we are for children. We have authority and power as adults, you know. That's one of the things I learned in my ethics classes. And we are the children. But we are comfortable with him because we know he loves us. And that's what he communicates to us. And of course, if we reverse the roles, the more we can be like that with each other and with kids, the better we are. But Jesus is still here with us. He is with us. He is coming. And he is with us, especially in the sacrament of the altar, where where the bread and the wine become Jesus, who is with us. And then he gives himself to us. And he does it so that we can be with him and that we can share in his life. And so God is with us. That, what a thing to celebrate here in this season. God is with us, gives himself to us, leads us to life eternal, and teaches us the joy of giving. And so hopefully that we can, every time this season comes around, be reminded, oh yeah, that's what life in Christ is about. Life in Christ is about God with us. It is about being with him and about learning the joy of giving the way he gives, loving the way he loves. And so indeed, that truly does make for a merry, merry Christmas.